Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be sun and clouds and a chance for some afternoon showers and maybe a scattered thunderstorm. High today around 78 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 69, 66 in Burlington, Milwaukee 67, 70 at this hour in Racine. Racine County Judge Alan Torhor says Kenosha County's position against releasing a convicted sex offender from Racine County has no merit, and as a result, the State Department of Corrections can place 53-year-old Michael McGee at a rental home in the town of Wheatland, neighboring a house with a one-year-old child. Kenosha County officials have been fighting to keep McGee out, claiming, among other things, background information shows he included children as potential targets. McGee was imprisoned, though, for the sexual assault of a woman back in 1987. Judge Torhor's written decision includes language about McGee not being a convicted child sex offender, and arguments about a child living next door are irrelevant. DOC says extensive efforts to place McGee in Racine County, they've been unsuccessful because of local restrictions. The placement ordered by June the 3rd. The Racine County Board supporting the hiring of a broker to see what the Ridgewood Care Center might be worth to a private operator and to solicit offers. But the resolution also specifies to only gather additional information to ensure the sustainability of the nursing home. Board Vice Chair Pamela Zena Richards saying the word possible just further delineates what they are doing. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting a looming deficit if nothing is done. Corporation Counsel John Lehman explaining there will be at least another layer to this decision-making process.
Probably a third layer of process as well after the information comes back. But it does not obligate a sale or any other disposition at this point, only to solicit information and determine the marketplace.
Supervisor Bob Miller, who has spoken out strongly against a sale, said he understands the need to get information through a broker.
Over its history, Ridgewood has had an impact, I would say easily, of over 100,000 Racine County residents. We have to be very careful of honoring that and making sure it continues. And who are the people who are served? They are the poor, the elderly, and the vulnerable.
The county board's vote to hire the broker for the marketing of Ridgewood was unanimous. Several businesses, including Regency Mall and the Target store, lost power just before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A traffic crash, a car hitting a ground-mounted transformer at Durand and Roosevelt Avenues after an accident at that intersection. We Energy's Brian Matthews said most of the affected 300-plus customers were back online within about 90 minutes. Crew is first rerouting power to the area so as to then be able to fix the problem. A generator, though, needed for the Target store until the transformer could be repaired. A law enforcement operation to round up drug dealers in Kenosha County, it results in 142 criminal charges against nearly 40 people. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Dubbed Operation Smackdown, members of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, along with members of the Kenosha Sheriff's Department Tactical Response Team, Kenosha Police Department, Racine County Sheriff's SWAT Team, and the Racine County Metro Drug Unit, and other agencies, conducted a two-day sweep. At the end of the day Friday, 17 people had been taken into custody on various drug-related charges. As of yesterday, 39 people were in custody. Numerous prescription drugs, along with heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and mushrooms were seized, along with 7 guns, one of them stolen, 4 motor vehicles, and more than $40,000 in cash. The goal of the operation, according to a KDOG news release, was to impede the sale of heroin and opiates, reduce heroin overdose deaths, and reduce the violence associated with drug trafficking. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave stated the county address to the county board last night, touching on being a good steward with taxpayer dollars, delivering needed services, and forging a vision for the future, but also combining vision with venture. The Workforce Development Center's new name, he noted, is Workforce Solutions. He said one of the key initiatives is to reduce the number of individuals without a high school diploma. For public safety, Delagrave said the Sheriff's Department will start getting body cameras this fall for deputies on patrol and for jail staff.
The video and audio can document statements, observations, behaviors, and other evidence, and deter unprofessional, illegal, and improvident behaviors by both law enforcement and the public. Body-worn cameras have been proven to cause an overall reduction in complaint investigations, litigation, and lawsuit payouts. Most important, they foster strong collaborative relationships between local law enforcement and the communities they protect.
Delagrave mentioning dramatic number swings in behavioral, mental health, and crisis services. He also talked about the Human Services Department and the potentially devastating flood they had at the Cornwolf Building. Also, Director Hope Otto's personal struggle with a breast cancer diagnosis. He noted no tax increase in the past 6 years and a continued AA1 bond rating and a healthy fund balance. One-time Burlington Area School District Board President Leroy Welke is being remembered after his passing Monday at the Veterans Home in Union Grove. Welke served 16 years on the board, two of those as its leader. His obituary also says Welke played a little semi-pro football with the Delavan Red Devils after his military service. The Shute Daniels Funeral Home in Burlington handling the services for Leroy Welke Friday, 11 a.m. at Cross Lutheran Church. A three-year-old policy that requires all contracts over $25,000 to be reviewed and approved by the Kenosha Unified School Board, well, that could soon undergo some revisions. Chief Financial Officer Tarek Hamden said the report is time-consuming. He notes the district's purchasing policy is coming up for review later this summer.
You know, maybe it is time to revisit that dollar amount. Maybe 25 is too low when you're talking about a district our size. You get a couple of schools that use the same vendor for a little reading software, and you're going to hit $25,000 easy. So, you know, maybe that's not something that the board cares to see or not.
Said the requirement that contracts over $25,000 be approved by the board, it's creating issues with timing, at least in the past. The issue is going to be coming back to the Kenosha School Board in August. And last night, the Kenosha School Board also finally approving, after months of discussion about it, the employee handbook for the district and its employees, a unanimous approval to that decision. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.